Butterflies would turn someday.
No, 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 no. So yesterday, April 9th, 2026, the artist known as Afrika Bambaataa died. And for some, that's the end of a musical era. And for others, it's the end of a long, painful wait for justice that never quite arrived in a courtroom. The news of his passing, it's not just news. It's how we as a culture choose to remember him. I wasn't even going to speak on this. I was just going to let it pass and do what it does. But within hours of the announcement, major platforms and gatekeepers like Hot 97 hit the internet with three words that felt like a slap to the entire Black survivor community and to every advocate in this community. They said, rest in power. Man, listen, we have got to talk about why we have to stop using the language of the oppressed and those with the least power to honor the predators among us. We are deconstructing a few myths here, and we're asking a very simple question. How much is a baseline worth? Let's talk about this misuse of the word power, that phrase, rest in power. Now, I'm a Black Gen Xer. I remember when this phrase was a prayer. It still is for me. It's been reserved for martyrs, true martyrs, not in the cast off use of the word martyrs, you know, the cynical use of it. It's for those whose lives were stolen while they were in the act of lifting up an entire people, of living in truth, of speaking in truth, because they stood up for the dignity of Black people. So when you say rest in power about a man accused of systemically violating the most vulnerable children in his community, you aren't just being disrespectful. You're really being complicit. You're enabling. You're an accomplice. You're telling every boy who sat in the company of that person and left changed forever. Forever. See, I don't think people understand. I think they think of it as, oh, it was an act. You walk away and you get over it, right? No. You leave changed forever. People leave angry. People leave with all kinds of things, and it's not for lack of forgiveness, lack of prayer, lack of treatment, lack of therapy, lack of all of that. It changes the trajectory of your life. And you're telling them, those boys, that what they experienced, their trauma is less powerful than a record. Power is a privilege. If you didn't use your power to protect the seeds of the culture you claimed to build, you don't get to rest in power. You just go, just exit, stage left. Everybody's gonna leave. The demons, the monsters, the angels, and the saints, we all gonna leave. Just go. And the rest of us who are here, we are left to clean up the mess you may. So I don't understand these parades and you know, people throwing these parades. And they used to do these things when you go to things in school and people would boo, and the musicians would play louder to drown out those boos. That's what it reminds me of, these folks getting on these platforms and doing. You can do that all you want. We still got to clean up the mess that was made from these harmed people who were harmed as young folk. So yeah, we're salty about this. He didn't create the soul of the community, but he branded it, and he used what he branded as a shield. And for too many, that brand was grooming ground. And we've been gaslit into believing that we owe our cultural existence, at least in that corner, to a few, but we don't owe our culture to its predators. We owe our culture to children who survived them. And why was he protected for so long? Because he had value like the kids didn't? In this industry, we too often trade morality for legacy. Oh, that's all entertainment industry. We saw it in 2025 when he refused to show up for civil court. We saw it in the decades of silence from industry veterans who knew and said in interviews that they knew. Now they want us to separate the art from the artist. They say because that song changed everything. But what he did to those kids changed everything. An alleged founding father who eats his own children isn't a pioneer. He's a parasite with a platform. We have to stop pretending that a one-hit wonder or even a thousand-hit wonder gives you a get-out-of-hell-free card. The beat was global, but that trauma was local. We know that's what abusers do. Go out and do great things on the job, in the neighborhood, at the church, for the school, for the community. Looking great. Come home, raise hell. Create hell. Come home, create a whole hell. First person I saw, I talk about this from time to time, like, how did you know that, you know, you could even speak at? And I saw, I think I was like 18, maybe 19. And I saw Marilyn Vandeber Atler. She's Miss America 1950. And I didn't think we had a thing in common. I almost didn't go. But something was drawing me to her. I saw the ad in my local paper. And I went. Oh, we had a lot more in common than I thought. She was raised in a wealthy family. And that's one of the reasons I didn't want to go. Because I was like, shit, that ain't my story. But it was very similar. Very similar. You know, her father outwardly was, you know, a lot, you know, admired, had it going on, you know, wealthy, admired, all of that. At home, whoa. Abusive, terrorizing her for, I think, pretty much the extended length of her childhood. But because what everyone saw on the outside was this, you know, the polish, the wealth, the beauty, all of that, you know, was what it was. And she was speaking out, and there were people in her family who didn't like that. And, you know, that's pretty much, I thought when I got there, oh boy, was I wrong. Was I wrong about whether or not, you know, you have something in common, you know, with someone else who survived, you know, abuse. And so what I'm saying there is, similarly, abusers often outwardly, their accomplishments are celebrated widely. People love it. Oh yeah, changed everything. Everything was great. The beat global. Oh, wonderful. We celebrate. We love this person. Drown out everything. They'll admonish an audience that boos that person. No, you don't get to, you know, talk about, this is my friend. We're going to celebrate this person. Because they want you to ignore all the destruction, the lifetime, the generational destruction that person does on a local level in their own neighborhood, in their own home, you know, plantation. And it goes on and it goes on and it goes on. So to the survivors, I say this, and so many others whose names we may never know, some I've heard of, your voices are the ones, your voices, especially those who are not harming anyone else. You're not carrying on pain. You're not spreading it around like a contagion. You're not bothering anybody else. You're just trying to heal within yourself. Maybe making mistakes, but certainly not like the rest of us, all of us. You know, we're all imperfect and we're all flawed, but certainly not carrying on violence and abuse against other people. Your voices, when you leave this place, are the ones that deserve to rest in power. That's your designation when your last day comes. You are the ones who fought valiantly the real battle. You fought against a legend, a whole machine, a culture that told you to shut up for the good of the movement, the culture, the music, the genre. And we're not going to let a baseline drown out your screams or your tears or your heartbreak or your disappointment or your sadness. As we move forward, we are decentering these false idols. If you're listening to this and you feel a sense of discomfort, maybe ask yourself why. Why is it easier to defend a dead predator than a living survivor? We're setting a new standard. We're no longer trading our children's safety for a seat at a table that people put a sign over and say, oh, this is royalty. Well, if the truth ruins the legend, then let the legend go. Let it pass away. We'll build something better from the ashes, something that actually protects the people it claims to represent. Because we're not going to dance while other people are silent and hiding in the corner and up under the floorboards. We're not going to do that. You cannot rest in power when your power was used to silence the powerless. That's not how this works. That's not what this is about. How dare you degrade rest in power? That's not what it means. Our children are our culture. Y'all be great and protect our greatness, the people, especially our young people. Thanks for listening. Prayers up to the survivors.
This is Tanya GJ Prince. Thanks for listening. Y'all be great.